Shalom Baruch Rabbi, the Maseches Baba Basra Daf Yud Zayin. Today's Daf discusses Yishmael doing tshuva. We discuss the drushes of Bakol Mikol Kol, the brachos of Bakol Mikol Kol, Mises Neshika, whose body didn't decay, who never did an Avera. Mezor Shem, that will finish the first parak and begin Loi Yachbar, discussing leaving space near a wall for your neighbors so you don't infringe grumadigly into your neighbor's property, how thick a well wall is, and whether the first person to put in a well needs to back off, even though there's no well on the other side. Then the Gemara begins by asking, how do we know that Yishmael did tshuva while Avram was alive? So the Gemara tells us, a ma'aser, Ravina of Chama bar Buzi, they were sitting and learning in front of Rava, who was dozing off, and the Rebbe fell asleep during shir. And Ravina tells of Chama bar Buzi, you definitely heard this idea that whenever the Torah refers to Misa as a Gevia, it's talking about a Misa Shel Tzadikim. He says, yeah. He says, what about the Dor HaMabul? They weren't Tzadikim. He says, no, it has to be Gevia and Asifa. And he was gathered in. That's where it's a Misa of a Tzadik. Aye, by Yishmael, it says Gevia and Asifa. So at that point, Rav woke up and he said, from Rav Yochanan, Yishmael did tshuva while his father was still alive. We see this in the Pasuk. When Avram was being buried, he was buried by Yitzchok and Yishmael, his son. Yishmael was older. You see that Yishmael did tshuva and he was being mechabed Yitzchok. Maybe it's the Torah who's being mechabed Yitzchok. Nah, by Yitzchok's Petira, it says Vikvurosoy Esav, if Yaakov Esav went first because he was older. It's the Torah isn't being mechabed the Avos, is telling us what happened. What happened was Yishmael did tshuva and was therefore being mechabed Yitzchok to go first. The Gemara now tells us there are three people who got a taste of El Mabah. You can't, explain physics to a dog. You can't actually experience Olam Haba in this world. You could get a taste of it. But Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, they got a taste. Like it says, Avram Bakol, Yitzchok gets a Mikol, and Yaakov gets Kol. Kol is including Olam Haba. Some say, even David, where it says Velibi Cholo Bekirbi, includes a taste of Olam Haba. Others say that he was just remembering his youth. Now the Gemara also tells us that there were six people that the Malach HaMoves did not get to touch. They died of a Misas Neshika, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, we learn from the Bakol Mikol Kol. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, we learn from the Pasuk of Al-Pi Hashem. It doesn't actually say Al-Pi Hashem by Miriam, but the Ezra explains that yes, Miriam died of a Misas Neshika. It just didn't say Al-Pi Hashem because it's a gnai to say that Hashem was kissing Miriam. The Gemara also tells us that there are seven people that Rima and Talea, the body's decay does not apply to them when they are buried. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, and Benyamin, Ben Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, we learn from Bakol Mikol Kol. Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, we learn from Api Hashem. And Benyamin, Ben Yaakov, we learn from the Pasuk of Luvinyamin Omar Yedid Hashem Yishkoin Lovetach Alov. Others say that David as well, where it says Afpesar Yishkoin Lovetach, but those who don't say that David made the list say that David was just davening Lovetach, not that it was the Matthias that his body was Betach, didn't decay. Gemara tells us, finally, that there are four people who only died because of the Chait of Adam Arisha and the bite of the Nachash in Gan Eden. They themselves did no Averis. These four people are Benyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, and Kalev ben David. We have Maser for all of them, except for Yishai Avi David. That we actually learn out from a Pasuk. Ves Amso, some Avshalom Tachas Yoyov Alatzava. Avshalom appointed Amso instead of Yoyov as the general of the army. Amso ben Ish Shmoy Yisro Yisraeli Asher Boel Avigail Bas Nochosh Achos Tzruya Im Yoyov. David's two sisters were Avigail and Tzruya. David also married a woman named Avigail, not to be confused with his sister, although I'm sure that was confusing. And it says that Avigail was Bas Nochosh. David was ben Yishai. Who is this Bas Nochosh? Elamai, they referred to Yishai as Nachash, because he was only Nifter because of the Nachash. Hadron Alocha Shutfim, which began 16 daf ago, discussing two partners who are building a fence in between them, how much space they need between, following the Minhag Medina, setting up markers to make happy neighbors and happy fences. We begin the second of the 10 Prakim of Abasa. Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says one is not allowed to dig a bar in his property next to his friend's bar. He can't dig a well, a pit, or an irrigation canal, or a laundry hole, unless the only way to do it is to move away from the wall 3 tefachim, and he also has to cover it in cement with sid, lime. He also has to keep his olive press, his olive remains, his fertilizer, his salt, and his sid, as well as his sid and slime, the flint that he used to make fire. He has to keep that away from his wall also, either through tefachim, or he can cement the wall so that these elements won't get through to the neighbor. He has to keep his planting and his plowing, his meraglayim, from the wall 3 tefachim away. He also has to keep a mill 3 tefachim from the base, aka 4 tefachim from the top, away from the wall. And an oven, the tanur, which gets more narrow towards the opening at the top, 3 tefachim from the base, 4 tefachim from the lip at the top of the tanur. The Gemara asks why the Lashon of the Mishnah switches from moving a bar away, and then it switches to talking about the wall. Now, Abaye explains that it's Rav Yehuda, that it's not referring to the wall that's dividing the properties, it's the wall of the bar. It's beginning and ending with the subject matter being the bar itself. Why not just say, keep the bar away 3 tefachim? The Gemara says, no. The wall of the bar is 3 tefachim itself. So you have to keep 3 tefachim from the side of the wall, aka 6 tefachim from the actual water area. The nafkamina is for Mekach HaMemkar, the Brisa says. If someone's selling a bar and its walls, the walls have to be 3 tefachim thick. Moving on. If someone shows up, he's the first one to be putting in a pit. Abaye says he could put it right near the wall. He's not ruining the other guy's bar. The guy doesn't have a bar yet. Rava says he can't. If the area is a field that they have divided here, where people do put in bayres, meaning it's not naturally irrigated, everyone would agree you can't put your bar right near the wall because your neighbor is definitely going to be putting in one at some point, and then yours will be damaging his. Though machlokes, according to this first understanding, is that the field is not one where everyone has bayres, and therefore Abaye says, put it right next to it. He doesn't have a bar. Rava says, don't put it there because once you start putting in your bar, you turned it into a field, like Rashi explains, that people put bars in, and now your neighbor's also going to put in a bar. Out of it, just keeping up with the Joneses. We have to leave him the space to put in his own bar. Others learn that when it comes to a field that doesn't have bayrais, everyone agrees, you can put it up right next to the wall in Mormeko. The machlokes is only if this field does have bayrais around. Their Abaye says you can still put it up against the wall, even according to the Rabbanon, who, in an underlying machlokes, hold that you have to keep your tree away from a bar 25 amos. But over there, that was only because the bar is already there. Over here, even the Rabbanon would agree, according to Abaye, you can put the bar right up against the wall because there's nothing here now to damage on the other side. The guy didn't put in a bar yet. Rav, on the other hand, says, no, you cannot put it next to the wall. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, who argues with the Rabbanon, and he says that each one can put their, dig their hole inside their own property. But even he only allowed that where there weren't any roots at the time when he was planting his tree to damage the bar next door. But over here, every time this guy starts digging in his field right up against the wall, he's weakening the land in the neighbor's property. So there's a taina on every step of the way. That's why even Rabbi Yosef would agree that it's usur here. Now the Gemara brings a Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to dig a bar near your friend's bar. Mashma, if your friend's bar is non-existent, then you can dig your bar right next to the wall. Now this works according to the first understanding. that when the sod, when the field, the sod, does not have baris, everyone agrees that you are allowed to put it next to the wall. It's only machlokes when it's not near the wall. But if you're going to learn that the machlokes is where the field does not have baris, according to Rava, you should need to stay away from the wall. The Gemara answers that Rava would say, we read, but there's not a Bible of Yehuda. It says that we have to keep away from the wells wall, not the dividing wall. Someone in the kasha and the other side, that you start off with Abaye or Yehuda saying that we're not learning from the dividing wall. We're talking about the wells wall. Now this works according to the first Lishna that said that everyone agrees when both sides are going to be digging their wells. Don't keep your well next to the wall, because he's going to be planting and digging his own well. And our Mishnah is talking about where the field is one where people do keep their bayis around. There's not enough water, and therefore you have to stay away. But according to the other way of learning, where we said that the machlokes is where they do have bayis around here, according to Rava, it'll be okay. But according to Abaye, you should have to move away. Abaye answers, the only reason, according to Abaye, this you should not have to do a harchaka, but over here they did because they both came to dig their wells at the exact same time. Memela, there is a bar present right here that you will be damaging, albeit it's not finished, but it's here, and therefore you do need to have a harchaka, even though this isn't the field where people normally have their bars. Their neighbor is clearly digging one. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.